AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Two of the most important men in the world together at the White House. Our Mark Smith was there, too, as President Obama met with Pope Francis.
Amid the pomp and pageantry of the South Lawn, the pontiff introduced himself as a son of immigrants, the kind who built this country, and went from immigration to another hot-button issue, global warming.
A problem we can no longer be left to a future generation.
For the president, this is the kind of statement that shakes Americans out of their complacency.
But I believe such discomfort is a blessing, for it points to something better.
He says Francis sets an example of the Lord's most powerful message, mercy. Mark Smith at the White House.
Washington resident Teresa Vauder watched from near the White House as the Pope spoke.
It's not like he's changing the church doctrine, but just focusing on something different, which I think Americans are ready to hear, and people in a lot of, you know, in Latin America where he's from are ready to hear.
This hour, the Pope will ride in a parade along the National Mall. Later this week, another VIP visits the White House, China's President Xi Jinping. Today, he's meeting privately in Seattle with chief executives of Microsoft, Apple, and other big American companies. They're hoping to get some rules of the road for companies who do business in China. Baseball Hall of Famer Yogi Berra is at peace, says his family. Yogi Berra died yesterday at his home in New Jersey. He was 90 years old. Among his yogiisms that made it into Bartlett's familiar quotations was, "It ain't over till it's over." Federal investigators say an unlicensed pilot was flying a small home-built airplane that crashed last week in Georgia, killing all five people on board. This is AP Radio News. Millions of refugees, not thousands, may try to reach the safety of Europe from the Middle East. That's the prediction from the European Union President Donald Tusk. He says Europe has to end its squabbling and agree on how to handle this crisis. Mohamed Harath says he fled the civil war in Syria, only to see refugees like him sleeping on the ground at a border crossing between Hungary and Austria.
All the people was sleeping at the floor, without any covers, without anything, without any care.
The EU is having an emergency summit on the migrant crisis this evening. Some economists are worrying that the refugee crisis and now the Volkswagen scandal, which is costing that German company billions, may negatively affect Europe's slowing economy. VW's admitted that cheating software defied U.S. smog testing. The Dow is down about 3 points. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.